Hello, everyone. Hello, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to talk to you. You are radiating all the time, consciously or unconsciously. Radiance by Design is a show all about you. It's a call-in show, and I really want you to call in. Now, I was doing a really powerful sacred geometric meditation for quite a while, and you know what? When I put out a call and asked what you guys thought of the show and should I continue it and so on, the one thing I got, besides you want me to continue the show, at least some of you, was that you found that the meditation was too hard. Oh my gosh, what a bunch of wimps, I'm telling you. So apparently, and I'd love to get your feedback on this, some of you feel like the show or the meditation was too complicated to figure out pyramids pointing up and pyramids pointing down like a diamond. You see, it makes a diamond shape. And then I put inside of it several other pieces, a crystal ball, and inside of that a star tetrahedron, and inside of that you. But I guess it's just too many moving pieces for a lot of you. So I'm not going to do it that way. But one of the things we will do is we'll still go into the Galactic Healing Center. So I really like the idea of us doing, and I wanted to know what to talk about tonight. And someone asked me if we'd please, she goes through so many changes like a lot of you do. How do we access and find joy in the minute? And so I think we'll work on that, or shall we say we'll joyfully play on that tonight. Let's talk about creating preferred moods. You know how they say you can change your mood in a minute, in a heartbeat if you work at it. So let's do that. And we'll practice doing that. There's a lot going on in the world, and sometimes it's really hard if you listen to the news to feel joyful and to feel uplifted. And so I want to say you're not alone if that kind of gets to you. So we've got to find ways. It's even in the Bhagavad Gita and ancient books and texts and so on, that the big thing is to learn to feel love for one another, love for yourself, and to feel love and joy in all aspects of life, no matter what's going on. So that seems a little bit of a stretch, doesn't it? But we're going to work on that. And one of the things I really noticed, and I think you probably do too, is when you're with people who are radiating joyful, or if you're with people who love themselves and they're radiating love, or sometimes you go see a guru or you tune into a website where there's somebody of a high being and they will radiate love right through your screen. And it's pretty amazing how contagious that is, isn't it? And that's, you know, one of the ways of bringing love and joy up into your life, even when things are really awkward, is to remember to tune in or to bring forward some thoughts, feelings, or great teachers that already radiate that. Some of them have spent thousands of lifetimes or 20 minutes, who knows, learning how to be these radiant beings of light and consciousness. And you can learn that too. But we can also hitch a ride. We already do. Everybody on the planet shares a collective, right? It's how we radiate our thoughts and feelings, how we radiate our soul's journey, how we radiate what it is we believe, how we radiate whether we're miserable, how we radiate whether we're really deeply loving, even if we're crotchety poo on the outside. We all radiate like mad, and we all pick up one another's feelings like mad. So sometimes, and Radiance by Design is the show all about this, sometimes what we want to learn to do is consciously radiate, find out a way to consciously send out the kind of feeling we want to absorb in ourselves. If you're having like a soul journey, and in that soul journey, part of your dharma was to transform abuse, or maybe you came into a lifetime where you had a lot of abuse or resistances, or you were a big jerk and you're trying to get better. Who was it, like Saint Augustine or some of those great saints were like that? Okay, so maybe you're like that. So what do you want to do is you want to get inside yourself and you want to change those deeper feelings by transforming, by moving yourself out of a deep, deep place of frustration and self-judgment and self-pitying and victimization. And what are the other things? Rage, anger. Some of it comes from other lives. Some of it comes from family of origin. Some of it just comes from your dharma because you chose to come in and really transform leftover programs, right? So when we're going to choose joy, we're going to do it hopefully from a deeper, deeper level. And in that deepening of the level, sometimes we go in and experience some of our resistances, defenses, frustrations, our crustinesses. And as you feel those and bring those up and you really feel them and accept them and don't deny them, guess what happens? They start changing. And the next thing you know, you are feeling lighter and freer. And you can really love yourself for being, say you've been a jerk. You can really love yourself for having been a jerk and know that life is a trial and error process. And no matter how great someone thinks they are or how ungreat they think you are, we're all in this together. We're all learning to move toward the light, to move toward self-acceptance, to move toward love, to move toward a relationship with all that is. That might be you becoming a greater and greater force. And let me see, it's not like you're trying to become God, but you're certainly trying to link up with or recognize the divinity within you and within other people. So let's see if we can round up some joy together. And because you didn't like that complicated meditation, I'm letting you off the hook. So what we're just going to do tonight is we're going to sound into our chakras. We're going to make the sounds and we're going to color them up. The sounds are going to be ah, ooh, oh, ah, at the top. I'll probably go higher when I start. We're going to make those sounds and sustain the sounds, and I want you to color them red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet at the top of the head. And as you do those, if you're sounding up, for example, the orange chakra, which is our deep subconscious stuff, karma, everything left over, including hamburger, if you're sounding that one out with an ooh, and the color is orange, wherever you find lumps and bumps in there, wherever you can sense that there's some obstruction in there, wherever you sense that there's some old shadows in there, you keep sounding and sounding until it starts to move. So let's give that a shot, and then we'll move into the Galactic Healing Center. And this one, especially for my friend Carol, but there's a lot of you out there going through a lot of healing issues, whether it's emotional, mental, spiritual, or financial, or whatever. And it's a great place to go to really meditate out some of your deeper beliefs. So play with me here. I want this to be a lot of fun tonight. Take a couple of deep breaths. Remember that your breath is such a perfect thing to tool for detoxifying tensions in your body, mind. And now we're going to sound guttural, base earth, base animal instincts and earth connection in the base of your spine. Ready? Couple of times, base of your spine, bright, clear red, base animal instincts. I always think of it when it's really bright red, it's kind of a well for your creativity too, isn't it? For transforming. Okay, now let's focus in your belly area. That's the housing for your base, not for your base animal instincts, for everything left over. Karma, subconscious, sexuality, anything you really exchange. Like with your mom, you were born in that part of her body, and so was she born in her mother's, that part of her body. And it's just been loaded and loaded with beliefs and lineage stuff. So we're going to color it up to be quite bright, clear orange. Ooh. What happened? Did you manage to see it as bright, clear orange? Sometimes that's a real job, isn't it? Move up into your solar plexus, yellow like the sun, and the sound is O, and the color is bright, clear, golden yellow. We're going to make the sound really strong. It's your personal power center. You have a special power that's just your, when you're really in the flow of your Dharma, your special light, in through your personality, and you're putting it into the collective. That's your personal power. When we're really defensive or aggressive and all those things, those aren't our personal power. Those are our kind of tools for defense, aren't they? So when you're doing this chakra, you want to say, oh, and you want that yellow to soften your defenses and help you move into a much greater expression of your true nature. It's always about clearing, isn't it, and brightening up. You know, your greatest power comes through your radiance, doesn't it? Because you can undo yourself without that. All right, then the next chakra is your green one. It's your heart chakra. It's how you love and all the losses that you have in life. So how you love, all right, and how you feel sad. Remember that the lungs hold old grief, ancient grief from thousands of lifetimes, who knows. So we want you to use the color green and with the sound, ah, which you can sing, since it's pretty hard to, sustain it if you're just doing ah. So you want to take a deep breath, and we're going to sustain the ah sound and have it cycle right around your chest. Courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, and unconditional love. Ah, louder, I can't hear you. Ah. Ah. Could you feel that go right through your whole heart chakra? Good. Now move up into your throat chakra. Your neck is consciousness of self in many ways. So as we go through changes in the lower chakra, our throat usually gets congested and we move energy. It spirals up through the throat, creating a lot more vibration in your voice and in your words. I'm hearing an odd click. Have I got a problem here, Don? All right, the sound is, the color is clear, clear blue. One more time, and this time I want you to open your throat more like a bowl, not like a tube, and send that blue sound up and down your eustachian tube so your ears get clear. Excellent. Some of you did really well. Now move your attention to your third eye in behind your brow. And the sound in behind the brow is like intuitive, and it's a deep, deep purple. And it's how you see things, right? It's your sixth sense, it's your third eye, and it's really an awakening kind of chakra. I know people have always had sixth sense and people have always had the psychic sense, but we're moving toward consciousness, high frequency intuitive. And that's the more bright you can get that purple and the more you can vibrate it, the more you're going to be conscious of seeing and knowing beyond the third dimension. Sound is ready? Open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. Some of you get a kind of an odd feeling, like a sinus headache when your third eye is opening. Remember that and honor it. All right, move up into the top of your head. That's where we bring in God, guides, angels, anyone other than the self that you believe in. And your higher self, your connection to your higher self is so important. So focus at the top of your head and see there a beautiful lotus expanding and opening, receiving the full body of your higher self, with your presence, the full connection to the universe, to beings beyond, to your angels, your guides, and your own higher beingness. And the sound is, are you ready? It's violet, radiant, radiant violet. Shoot that violet fire way up like a fountain, and have it drop down around your body, circling round and round your body to give you the most beautiful violet cloak you've ever seen. Way up, woo, and have it fall down around your body, giving you a beautiful radiant cloak. How wonderful. Now we're going to create the Galactic Healing Center. Is this easier for those of you who thought the other meditation was difficult? We'll see. We'll talk about it after. All right, now I want you to call in the presence of your guides and angels, the beams of consciousness and light that we call our divinity that come through us all. Create the presence. Call in the beings of light and truth and consciousness and love. And notice that they have realms and realms of their own beings of light and truth and consciousness and love. Realms and realms of guidance. And now we're going to call in a beautiful healing table and ask the beings who are especially great at healing, or that's their specialty, to stand round that table. And you can feel the presence, can't you? Now, you're the first person that comes in and lays down on the table. And they can tell you, or you can ask them, or they'll tell you, what it is you need to work on. So lie on the table and look around you and see who you see there, or who you sense and feel there. Now, some of you have got real issues and you want them to work on those, so just go ahead and say those. But some of you don't know for sure what it is. It's your kind of cutting edge or your frontier. And they'll tell you that. And now let's ask for the healing. Good. And we're asking for the healing. Okay. And where are they working on you? Excellent. Now, when you feel like your healing is really underway, wrap that whole scenario in light, put it in a beautiful, beautiful light ball, and move it over to the left, put out a fresh table, and let's have our healing team replicate themselves with the magic that they are. And now, who are we going to bring in to put on the table next? I'm going to bring in my aunt, who's a lot older. She's in her late 80s. I believe she's 88. And she's kind of deteriorating right now. She's going downhill. And she would like to be, she's got a very bad shoulder right now. And she would like to be really skookum and feisty until she gets to the end. That's it. So we have her lying on the table. Who do you have lying on the table? You could either join me with this or you can bring in separate people that you want. There we are. And we're asking, I'm asking my healing team what it is she needs. That's it. And they're showing me that has a lot to do with the base of her spine for some reason. Wow. And something to do with the base of her skull. Great ganglions that are there, ganglia. That's it. That's great. What's going on with your healing? Can you feel it? And now we're going to wrap her in light and move her over to the side. That's it. And now we're bringing in a fresh table. I'll bring in my friend Carol. Yeah, who's in pain all the time. We're going to have a fresh healing team replicate itself. Now, it's really interesting because in Carol's process, which a lot of you have heard, she was told that she's been punishing herself with this pain for some of the other lives that she's lived, and she's trying to complete whatever beliefs and so on are left over. I want all of you to spend a minute inside and find a belief that you have about yourself and your self-worth. She was told that she's punishing herself and it's been hurting for a long time. What is it you believe about your life? Yeah. What is it that you believe? Do you believe that you are always going to lose? Do you believe that you're a victim? Do you believe that you're not enough? Do you believe that you're destined to be left out? There's a whole bunch of beliefs that we all have deep down inside. I see somebody here who's really a beautiful soul, but she has a lot of belief that no one ever, no one stays with her very long, and she always ends up on her own, even when it's her kids. No one ever stays with her, and she always ends up being alone. So I want her to feel that belief. I want her to feel it and feel it. And this was taught to me recently. It's a fun exercise. And so when you get a belief, maybe your belief is different, that you'll never have any money or that you're not smart or opportunities bypass you. Just pick out some belief that you might even not like to admit you have, but it's in there. Okay, I want you to see it written on a piece of paper inside of your mind's eye. So here's my beautiful lady who's going, nobody stays with me. I always end up alone. Oh, Lord, what's the point? I always end up alone. So she's going to write that on a piece of paper in her visual world. And then we're going to light this fantastic match. Maybe it's a beautiful candle or something. And now we're going to burn this paper up and burn this paper up and burn the paper up. All the way up through. And sometimes when you do that, what happens is that you start seeing how it's stuck. It won't burn all the way. And you'll get another belief behind it. Yeah. In her case, it's that. I know you, so many of you, different ones up here, but I'm following this one just to make a case here. And so behind that, she feels like she's just really not enough. She's not a great person. She looks like a great person. She dresses beautifully. She has a lot of gifts and talents. That's right. You can't really tell what people's beliefs are all the time by looking at them, but you might be able to tell by watching the imprints of their life and how their life has played out. But you and I know we're really, really powerful. One of the things we want to get in touch with is what our beliefs are limiting in us. And we don't even know where they came from. You know what? I'm learning now that I'm 100 years old that it doesn't matter. Who cares where they came from? Let's just find them and get them out. That's it, right there. Oh, my body's buzzing like mad. Okay, so we're burning up whatever belief you had there, okay? Burn it up, and remember, some of you will have, it only burns part way and then another belief shows up. You just keep burning. Write that belief down and then burn it up. Now, because we're on global radio, I can't go on and on with this, can I? I have to move on to the next thing. So let's wrap that in light and move that table over to the side. Bring in our team, have them replicate themselves. We're going to do one more. Who are you going to bring in? Oh, and Carol, I kind of left you in the lurch. I forgot to follow you through. We'll talk about that tomorrow, okay? Anyway, so you bring in a new table, and let's bring in a new person. Now, this person is, that I'm seeing, has a lot of mental and emotional difficulties, very, very rigid in herself, and quite angry, quite bitter, has a lot of body pain. And we're just asking the team to please work on her, okay? And they're working on her, like the older lady that we worked on, they're working on her, the base of her spine, the ganglia, the base of her spine and the base of her skull, and her frontal lobe. Her frontal lobe seems to be, the frontal lobe is a part of you that has like forward motion and visioning where you could go and so on. There seems to be an affliction in that for her. And they've got a lot of buzzing going on in the base of her spine and around the frontal part of her brain. Yeah. And we're just going to make that brighter. Yeah, that's great. Okay. Now I see several of you having... yeah, this is interesting. We could talk about brain chemistry at some point because I see several of you and they're highlighting how your brain looks. Maybe we'll do that next week. Yeah. Remember, when in doubt, go into the brain to see what's going on. There's a lot of research done these days on brain chemistry. Anyway, this team is working away on this one and helping her rejuvenate. That's it. Now let's wrap her in light, move it over to the side, and then let's do a political one, okay? Now let's have our team come in and have the realms and realms of their teams and their teams and their teams, and there's an infinity here, isn't there? And have this huge table come in. And on this table, we're going to put some political issue. The first one I want to put up, and let's do more than one tonight. First one I want to put up is the fires, the California drought and fires system. Let's see if we can call in, let's put on the table this incredible imbalance of moisture. Let's see if we can call in rebalancing of the weather patterns in and around. We'll just pick California because there's fires going in San Diego and a lot of different places now. So let's put that weather imbalance with the drought and so on up on the table. Yeah. And then we're going way out. We're going to watch with the guides because they've got realms and realms and realms of beings that they're associating with. All right. And they're going way out. and seeding a kind of rain, dampness, moisture. Yeah. Excellent. And we're going to cover this whole, you know, years ago I asked the guides, I said, I saw in this vision that it was possible to have this great, huge, kind of skin-like, tarpy thing put around the world in order to help solve the global weather problems. And they said, indeed, it was possible. I think it was Bashar who said, oh, it was very possible, and it's already started. So how about we ask for that, shall we? All right, so wrap that in light, move it over to the side. Keep your consciousness on these things. The second thing I want us to do is to see the distribution of wealth on this planet be a win-win for all people. That's a big thing. So let's ask the guidance to replicate themselves and to bring in their guidance, 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 and really help rebalance. It's going to take the rebalancing of people's ethics, their empathy for one another. And we started talking about what brings joy and what brings love. It's love of ourselves that teaches us to gift and share, isn't it? It's the love of ourselves enables the courage it takes to give. All right, so we're going to wrap that in light and just see all the beings in positions just pumping light through them as they gift themselves, with a gracious feeling of sharing and generosity, both to the planet, to the animals, to the universe, to the weather systems, and to one another. May prosperity rain. May it rain. May it rain prosperity. Wrap that in light. And I want you to reach up with your mind, using your mind as a sculpting tool, and draw in beautiful, beautiful new frequencies that are coming in from the universe. We keep hearing about the golden frequencies that are coming as the universe has hit a new level of consciousness, and we stream it down through us consciously, call it in and consciously bring it in. And now I want you to imagine padding the whole world with those high frequency energies, energies of consciousness. The energies of consciousness. And hand pat all the parts of the world that are suffering. Pat the fire, the burning places of California. Pat the droughts. Pat the parts of the world where there's injustice, where in Nigeria, all these incredible things that are going on. Let's just send in our compassion and much love and higher frequency energies, and pat the places where there's wars and massacres, where there's greed, where we're digging for oil and costing the planet, where we're fracking. What is it I saw? A whole bunch of mapping of where there's fraccidents, big mistaken holes and trauma on the plane, because we don't know any better. We don't even know how to nurture our sources and our fuels. Isn't that something? So let's just pat it all and say, we will learn. We're learning. We're going to know better. And have these lights move round and round and round on the planet. Round and round and round on the planet. That's it. Until the whole world is radiant with this incredible light that you're putting all over there. Round and round and round the planet, and have it come back up through your hands, your arms, swirl round and round in your heart, move back up through the, out through your neck and out through the top of your head. There you are. And now I'm going to do the same old thing. I'm going to have you close off the Galactic Healing Center. Now I want you to jump into the star tetrahedron, which is just a great big three-dimensional star, and spin and spin and spin. Good. And spin. And then I want you to join me here. How about calling me? How about phoning in to this show? And how did you like that? Was that a much easier meditation? Remember, we do this meditation because I believe. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, getting better, I hope. This is Joni from Irvine.
Hi, Joni from Irvine. How wonderful to hear your voice. It's been a while.
A long while.
Yeah. How are you? You're in Irvine. We're not very far apart now. I'm in L.A.
Oh, come visit.
Well, you can come visit me. I just got here, so.
Wish I could. So, can you help me with my sight?
With your sight?
Yes.
With your eyesight?
Yes, and beyond that, too.
Okay, hang on a sec. And you mean like with your intuitive sight as well, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
here we go.
Particularly, I'm working with my sight because the doctors really can't do much right now because there keeps being an infection or something.
Oh, my.
In addition to everything else. In addition to everything else, there seems to be.
So the prognosis isn't so hot, huh?
Well, I don't know what the general prognosis is, but right now there's also a herpes infection or something. They think they don't know because it's been red. It's just been a really mess.
How are you doing? How's your diet? Are you doing green drinks and stuff?
Well, I'm doing a lot of pureed spinach.
Okay.
And a lot of salad. You know, I'm in a assisted living place. It's kind of difficult to do the green drinks.
Okay, because the reason I said that was because greens are really amazing and for micronutrients and for helping your vision. But it's not just the vision, it's a, it's an infection thing, right?
Mm-hmm. It's an infection and it's also the amyloid.
Yeah. I'm sorry, just a sec. Let's see if we can do something here. Well, your third eye wants to awaken, my friend. Wait a sec. And connective tissue. Are you getting help from your ex-husband?
Support, not anything else. I mean, not financial, but he's there.
Okay. Okay, just a sec. We're doing something with the brain. The guides are saying that there's a great learning going. You're learning a lot, Joni. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In some ways, you're more peaceful than you used to be. Did you find that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're showing here that whatever the eye thing, it's called amyloid. I'm trying to write it down.
Well, the whole thing that, you know, this underneath everything is a hereditary disease and a certain gene sequencing that I have. I don't remember what it is. It's very, very rare, and the whole disease goes into a big basket that they call amyloidosis.
Amyloidosis.
Yeah,
okay.
Amyloidosis.
Okay, I'll look that up later. But what I find is that there's a breakdown. There are little holes in certain, you know, everything's metaphorical that I see. So they're showing your eyes, and there's little holes in the way it usually is a flow, if you will. And they're saying
mm-hmm.
that it's something to do with, I think you're going to start feeling more and more peaceful. Remember at the beginning, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, and I was saying, somebody had said to me, how do we find joy? She's in pain 24/7. And that's what they say in the Bhagavad Gita, is that's all about finding love, no matter where you are and what you're doing. And I want to say to you that you, even if I hadn't said that, I look into you and I go, you're finding a new kind of peace. You're finding a new kind of love. I think that you've got pain in the upper part of your eyes or something. Is that right? Is it painful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Occasionally.
Because that should ease off really well. And it looks like even though, okay, so even though, let's do some more energy here. Even though your eyes may not get better, they're going to feel better. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start feeling a lot better. Are you sleeping okay?
I don't think so, probably. I mean, in some ways, yes.
Are you
this
dreaming
whole
a lot?
Disease is, last night I dreamt some really heavy stuff, yeah.
Okay, do you write them down?
No, I didn't, and I lost this one. It was something, it was lots of teaching about cancer or something like that, you know, like manifestation of disease. So that's what's happening. This disease is manifesting in it in every way. You know, I have neuropathy in the legs. My sight is diminishing a lot.
Okay.
I'm really diminishing. And that's what I was wanting help with.
Well, your other sight is going to develop. I'm writing this all down. But anyway, what they're saying is that there's a system breakdown, but what's happening inside of you is a kind of an interesting growing up, an awakening. Remember, who you are, mm-hmm. This is kind of your dharma to clear out a whole lot of, I guess you could call it karma. I don't even know what that means, really. But I'm watching you awakening beyond this physical in a really big way. Your sight should improve inside, and there should be a really deep peace already growing. It feels like you're much more peaceful than you used to be. Would you feel like, mm-hmm. Do you agree with me, or are you going to tell me I'm nutso?
No, absolutely. You know, when you asked about my husband, and there's peace there.
Yeah, I can tell. No. And he looks like he's helping you, and I guess that's not financial, but he is helping, hey?
Oh, yeah.
And your son, I'm sorry you've gone through this, but I want to say, you and I know it's not all about just living on the planet. And by the time you leave and you're not in a rush, thank you very much, but you're going to find you've gathered a lot of wisdom and a lot of insight into your soul's journey and all the great, powerful tools that you've accrued for your soul. They're not all for the physical. It's not like you got a hammer and saw, but you got quite a lot of information for the soul this lifetime. You have a lot of beings around you who are cheering and really enjoying what it is you're learning. Two in particular is if your higher guidance and your there's a mate on the other side who you've contracted with that is really excited. So I don't say you're dying, Joni. I just say that your approach to life is not necessarily excelling in the physical anymore, but it certainly is on the inner. Are you still meditating?
Of course. But it's not as easy.
Of course not. Can you do breathing exercises?
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because you say it's not as easy, and I want to say, you know what's funny? And this is for people at home as well. There's a kind of meditation thing that starts happening inside as if it runs through you, and you don't have to make it run. It's already running because you've got mm-hmm. something like that going on, Joni. The other thing is I heard mm-hmm. the woman who started Unity Church or one of those anyway, Myrtle Fillmore, she used to sing this song, which was, every little cell in my body is healthy, every little cell in my body is well. And they say that she just sang it. When I started singing it, because I heard the story, it started running through my head. And it's a wonderful little mm-hmm. affirmation. And I have to go because I think I have another one, but I'm going to ask you to please call. I don't know if you can call me or if I can call you. And
can you call me?
Yeah, I can, but you'll have to be on hold and give Dawn my number because I need to get onto the radio show.
Good. I'll be on hold.
Okay, thank you. Hi, this
thank
is Veronica
you.
Entwistle. I think we have another caller, do we?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Veronica.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm doing fine.
Good. And who have I got?
This is Yolanda.
Hi, Yolanda. You have a question for me
today?
How
are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just have a question for you. I want to know if my third eye is opening already.
It is, actually, quite a bit. Have you been doing a sounding or something? You've done some really interesting meditation that vibrates it.
Yes.
So
yes,
tell me more.
And
how have you been working?
I've been doing meditating to open my third eye.
Good. I love it. I love it. You're doing really well. Are you seeing things yet?
No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I'm just really, you know, excited. I just want to know if I'm doing the correct thing to open my third eye.
I think you are. I want to tell you a little exercise. Everybody at home could do this one, too. I want you to take some deep breaths and then look into the mirror and just stare at the bridge of your nose. Just stare until your eyes water and they glaze over and everything. Just stare in there. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing I learned a long time ago, I don't know if you've already heard this one, is when people meditate, sometimes the masters will teach focusing both eyes up toward the center of your forehead. Have you seen those pictures that people do that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Have you heard why that is?
I'm doing... No.
Did you say that's what you've been doing?
I've been doing something like that. It's a meditation. It's a guided meditation that it tells me to, you know, to look straight into my third eye. You know,
oh, good. Okay. And well, the reason that you do that is because it excites all the nerve endings around there, and it gets really kind of tiring for the way the brain holds itself together, and it will make it easier for it to break apart and open, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I think when I look at you, I go, it's opening. And I would get out of my way if I were you, like sometimes just... You see, you're very... What's your birthday, Yolanda? Because you're very, very intuitive naturally. Oh, good. You just had it, eh?
Yeah.
You're very intuitive, and it's natural for you to open it. But, well, of course, that's why you're determined, aren't you? Because they're saying, get out of your way. Instead of being determined, do all your practice, and then get out of the way and let it do its own thing. Because it's got a light of its own.
Yeah,
it's like the woman before you, Joni. I was saying there's a meditation happening through you now. You don't have to try and try. You need to let it run through
just
you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to ask you, is my energy, you know, my frequency getting higher?
It is, actually. There's a block in the belly. There's a tension in the belly that's holding it down. And I want to say, well, you had abuse, did you, when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have abuse as a child?
In fact, I was molested by an uncle.
Oh, okay. So when we talk about that darn uncle, but in any case, when we talk about is my frequency going up, I would say... Mm-hmm. Get yourself some energy clearing because you got this tension. It's like, I hold myself together. And I'm going, yeah, but when we hold ourselves together, we often contain a kind of a density. And that density pulls down our frequency. And I want to say, don't hold that. Go and get yourself some, even chiropractical help, something that'll move the energy so you can release the way you've held yourself together for coping with that. It's like it's blocked an aspect of yourself, and your frequencies are much higher when you release that. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I think
so
it's
in order
just
for me to release that, the tummy part, can I go to a chiropractor instead?
Yeah, you could either do that or a body worker or an energy worker or a hypnotherapist. Anybody that's, you've got,
you know,
somebody coming in.
I've been trying to get a hold of, I don't know, she's a very known hypnotized therapist, and she goes beyond, I've been, you know, seeing her name is, I believe, I forgot her name already.
Where is she?
She's pretty good. She hypnotizes you, but she takes you all the way down to your childhood and beyond your childhood.
Here's the thing. When you're Taurus, how about this? Mm-hmm. When you're determined, you probably hold a lot of yourself together. I want somebody to touch your belly and move it. I want someone to do some really intense energy in and around the belly, okay. The second chakra. Or I want you yourself to really focus in the belly and fill it with orange light and teach your belly to let go of that old feeling. I can feel it. Can you feel it right now? It's kind of squeezy in your gut. Feel it.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what we want it to keep moving. You might burp, you might even get diarrhea, but that needs to move. And when it does, I want you to it'll probably be a little bit dramatic. But I want you to remind yourself, I want to move it, because where I hold things together, it holds my frequency back. My natural frequency wants to move higher. So you just want to clear the space. And I feel like this is a good hypnotherapist, but I want somebody to move your physical energy. And I want you to cooperate with it and really get right in there and say, I don't want to hold on to it. I want to release it. Your uncle doesn't deserve your consciousness, does he? In fact, he was a hurt man himself, actually.
Yeah?
He was a hurt fella. But I want to say this, you're a good person, Yolanda, so keep going. I hope that helped you a little.
Oh, it did, Veronica, it did. And I've been listening to you for quite a while when you were with Jackie.
Oh, really? Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thanks for sticking with it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, sweetie, let us know what happens.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Me too.
I really appreciate your wisdom.
Thank you, honey. Take care of yourself. Keep glowing.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So this is, I don't know if we have any more callers. I don't think we do. Do we? Is there anybody out there on the phone?
Yeah, it's me, Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you? It's been a while, darling.
Yeah.
How are you, honey?
How's the ascension process? I've gone through this whole ascension thing very physically, so it definitely hurts like a mother.
Oh, really?
I have this. Yeah, it's just all physical with me. But I have a question regarding this sort of this idea of like marrying, being supported in my creative work by people who appreciate what I do. And I just can't seem to make that connection. Could you look into and see if there's anything that I'm missing or, you know?
You know what? It's a belief. You're always on your own, are you? And you'd like to be in a group or a marriage or something. Is that right?
I'm not sure I'd want that, but I just get tired of not being of constantly doing everything myself, but not necessarily wanting to be in a group. I want to be able to do my work and be supported by my work.
Yeah, but what's funny? We were talking to Yolanda about her belly and Aaliyah. What I'm seeing in your belly is this really interesting thing that goes, it's like I'm clenching my fists here when I see it, and I'm going, I'm not letting anybody else tell me, or you know what I mean? A lot of us powerful and sensitive women have this kind of thing. I'm not letting anybody tell me what to do. And so clench your fists and say that, and then we'll do that little exercise about the belief, and everybody at home can do it again. Just clench your fist and find out what's true for you, because I think you've got way in the belly, you have this really determined tension and belief that says, I can't let anybody kind of get me off my path. I can't. And I want to tease you and go, if you can release that, you can let somebody in just fine and not lose your way. That was the scary part when you were younger. I know you're young, honey, but you know what I'm saying.
I think I just came in with really strong determination and you know, knew really early what I was here for.
And well, and isn't it right that you had to fight for that?
I had to fight for the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, so now...
And I want to start. I want a new life now. I want the life to go forward in a way that's really fun and abundant. And talk about money? Oh, my God. Girl, we got to talk. I am envisioning money completely changing, okay? I'm envisioning the whole social structure changing in a way that where we take the war machine and take all the organizations, like the Navy becomes oceanographers. The Army becomes the Army Corps of Engineers. We take the organizations and we flip them by means of working with the underlying intent. And then money becomes a form of appreciation.
Wow, you know what? Several of us have been talking about some version of that recently. And I just want to say one more thing before we're done with your belly. I'm still on your belly here. You are beautifully determined, and you had to push yourself in a determined fashion out of being kind of watered down or conscripted by whatever is mediocrity. So you had to purify, and you don't need to. So I want to say to that belief, we don't need you anymore. You worked really well, but we don't need you anymore. There it goes. I want to see it coming up in your belly, and I want you to be very aware of where it is anywhere in your body. It's in the upper back as well. Can you feel that? This belief is trying to it's trying to make you safe from other people, huh?
Yeah, sacrifice. It was a sacrificial, and hiding, not being able to be overt about things. You know, having to sort of be in hiding for a while until, you know, being, I don't know how to describe it. We'll have to talk at some point. But are you there?
Yeah, I sure am. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, you know what? You are, how old are you? Can I ask you that? You don't have to answer me if you don't want to.
Well, surprises the hell out of me because I really expect, like, vitality. I know that's our natural state. And in this whole shift thing has taken my athleticism from me, my feeling good in my body, liking my body. All of that is like taking the stuffing out of me.
Well, you know, I want to say this, Aaliyah, that it's like a death. It's like a death. You're not dying, but it's like a death when you forfeit the various things that you've used to keep your big hummingbird just came by the window. Forfeit the things that you've used to prevent people from getting in the way. You see what I mean? So instead of independence, you're going to learn to surrender, to be vulnerable, and to move forward with a new kind of power. And it's a power of transcendence. And boy, you're going to be very good at that, my friend. And I really want you to call forth beliefs that you can find and burn them up over the next little while, because it is like a death, and you don't want to be that way anymore. You're tired of it. Thank you.
Yeah. I have done this thing with the belief so many times. I feel like I need a personal session with you. I just made a beautiful thing called the Tarot of Creativity. It's a deck of cards. And anyway, I would like you to look for it. It's called the Tarot of Creativity.com. You can go look at all the cards. See if you resonate with it. It took me an entire year to make. 2013, I spent my time pouring over this, but it is really it holds the knowledge that I had up until that time. So it's really I was engineering it for the future. So it's
wonderful. Aaliyah, I have to go, and the reason is I'm over time. But get in touch with me. You have my email.
I think I have your email. Yeah, can we do a session? I would love to do that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be in touch. This is Veronica and Whistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. I've loved every minute of it tonight, and I love you all. Many, many blessings. Good night.